can do beautiful things.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Pat McGee right here. We do have a Lauren Adams across the way. And today we are also joined by Amber Weber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And Amber is with us. I'll let Lauren do the introduction over there. It's your show, really. So
Yeah, there you go. Listen, okay. I am really honored to have you, Amber. I am so glad that you're on the show because you are a very busy young lady, and you've got a lot of things going on, and it all has to do with agriculture locally. And I hope that we have enough time today to talk about all of the different aspects of water and soil that you have in this area. So Amber's coming to us today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm kind of new to agriculture here, and I have driven by that office millions of times in the time that I've lived here in the Arkansas Valley, and I literally have no idea what you do there. But now that I'm kind of dabbling into agriculture with Arkansas Valley Seeds, and I'm expanding that, and it's the purpose of the show, really, is to kind of take that perspective and find out from the professionals in agriculture, what do you do, and how does that impact us locally? So let me introduce Amber Weber. And Amber, start out, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your education, and kind of how you worked into the many positions that you have right now, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District, and then move on to some of the other organizations that you're involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. So I grew up in Lamar, Colorado, so not too far away from here. Grew up in the ag background, always appreciated ag and loved it, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I went to CSU in Fort Collins and decided that after a year or two that I would be an English teacher. And so I came back, and after a year teaching in Kansas, I taught in Swink for a few years teaching English over there. And my husband has been involved in water since he was in high school. So I was just kind of immersed into that world too, and found I really loved it and that I would miss the kids, but decided to go ahead and try my hand at getting into some other organizations. So I went into business for myself, and I haven't regretted it one bit. I love it. So I do wear a few hats. I contract with Otero County. I am on the Arkansas Basin Roundtable, and I am the executive director of the Ditch and Reservoir Company Alliance. And then I also contract with the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District as their soil health director.
Oh. That is quite a list, you know, you can't fit all that on the title of your business card, so how do we get that going? So, well, let's talk a little bit about the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District, and you work there as their soil health professional.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about that organization? Because like I said, I know nothing about it. How did it get started? Why did it get started? And is it a publicly funded thing? Is this like something that we pay taxes and it goes to that? Is this privately funded through ranchers and so forth? Could you just tell us about it, and how does it work?
Absolutely. So when we bring up Crowley County, everybody kind of cringes a little bit because they know what happened. All the water left.
The sale of the water.
Right. Yep, yes. The sale of the water.
Call it the dry.
Yep. So once everybody kind of thought, man, this isn't good, this couldn't be good for our valley, a lot of producers came together and decided to try to make an initiative that would form a conservancy district to conserve and protect our water. So that went to the vote of the people, I think, in 2001. And in 2002, we were formed. Mm-hmm. We were official. So we do have a mill levy from the five counties that we are created for, all the way from Pueblo down to the state line. And so we have been operating on that sole purpose, to conserve and protect our water. And so we do anything from water quantity, water quality, conservation easements, you name it. We've probably at least heard of it, maybe got our hands on it. So we do soil health for the past year or so. We've worked into that from a water quality perspective and trying to help keep our farms and ranches resilient to the drought, because we don't get a whole lot of water. So if we can at least keep things covered, maybe it won't blow away.
But what are some of the aspects of soil health? Because, I mean, it's just not dirt.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's just not dirt. So
Yeah, it's really all about keeping what's in the ground living. So, you know, there's microorganisms and mycorrhizae and everything that a scientist could just spew out. There's all kinds of things in the soil. So as long as we feed it and we feed it right, then we should be able to conserve and protect that as well. Somebody told me that, you know, it's like feeding yourself rice over and over and over again. You're probably not going to be very healthy. And it's the same thing for soil, too. If you keep feeding it hay or if you keep feeding it wheat and we don't diversify at all, then we're not going to have a very healthy soil.
Mm-hmm. We're with Amber Weber and Lauren Adams. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Thank you, Pat. Now, talked a little bit about the mycorrhizal fungi and the things that take place as far as that necessary for soil health to be able to provide nutrients to any plant that's in there. And I just want to make a sidebar. You know, we've had a lot of forest fires lately, and we at Arkansas Valley Seeds have been working to put together seed blends and adding things like that mycorrhizal fungi and things in there to rejuvenate that after it's been depleted from that fire. And so do we see that things are getting so bad as far as the soil quality here that interjection might be necessary as well? Or just we could take off from a good cover crop and work from there?
You know, we just look at it from each farm's perspective. We don't say, you know, in Otero County, it looks like the soil is really terrible. We never say that. We just go farm to farm because each farm and each field is completely different in the makeup and how it's been treated, that sort of thing. So we never make generalizations. But I think we can do it organically. We can just really start with getting some cover crops on there, getting some diversification, and really working towards some goals and see where it takes us.
That's great. And that's something that seems to be a running theme. Every single farm is different, just like every single person is different. And they all need different things. So we just need to be dutiful and knowledgeable as we move forward with trying to get that. So we work with the farmer, rancher, find out what their goals are from where they are, but we need to know where they are first and try to help them to get to where they're going. And so can you give me some examples of how you and the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District has aided in that particular function to help people to get to the right place?
Sure. So it could start in a variety of ways. It could start from our water quality perspective. And when we look at where to target a project, sometimes we look at a drain from a variety of ditches that will drain back into the river that's just a really poor quality. And that could be for a variety of things. So we could go to a farmer and say, hey, we have some concerns about the water quality. Can we do something with you? And then there's also the farmer coming to us saying, hey, we've heard that you guys do some of this stuff. What can we do to partner with you, or what can we do? But it all starts with a conversation. And so we really just go visit them on their farm or their ranch and say, hey, what are you doing? What do you like what you're doing? Are there any goals that you have? If money weren't a factor, what would you try? And then we start having those conversations and fleshing out those goals to really see how we can help them.
Sure. Start with the biggest inhibiting factor that's stopping you from get where you're going.
Yep.
And focus on that. Let's solve that problem. And then we can move to the next biggest problem. And then pretty soon we're in a place where you're off and running a very profitable operation on your ranch or farm.
That's the hope.
Good deal. Pat?
Let's do take a break. We'll get that going. This is Growing Together with the Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds with us, as well as Amber Weber. And I won't even try to describe all the hats right now. I'll let her talk about a few more when we come back. So don't go away. It is Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Hello, Southeast Colorado. It's Trent Luce of Rural Routes Radio. I'm happy to say that thanks to KBLJ, you and I can have a cup of coffee together every weekday morning at 9 a.m. We discuss the issues between rural and urban America, often tackling the issues that nobody else wants to talk about. So I'm looking forward to your feedback, your participation down the dusty trail. It's Rural Route Radio, 9 a.m. right here. See you then.
National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 19th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve in their families, and teach younger generations about the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh balsam remembrance wreath. These wreaths have become a symbol of America's respect for those who have served and are no longer walking with us. Sponsor a wreath today. Visit www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. Sponsored by Wreaths Across America and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
You have those friends. You know those friends you hang out with? Where the conversation just leads down a road that no one really anticipates going down.
You know he became a porn star after that, don't you?
Because he got a new and improved model. And of course, the serious stuff, weather, news, and information that you need. And sometimes that's our morning, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted. I don't know where you're going to go to find more information about your community on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And this is AM 1400 KBLJ. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Lauren Adams with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds, and Amber Weber as well, the lady of many hats here today. We've been talking about the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's again, Amber, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come here and tell us your story and what you do. I don't think we've even scratched the surface yet. So we talked a little bit about connecting with farmers and ranchers and communicating with them that, you know, we're not out to come and take over their farm or their ranch. We want to help them to get to reach their goals. Now, some of the goals that need to be reached is the, and we spoke about soil quality and soil health, to improve the quality of that soil through carbon sequestration or getting in the micro and macro nutrients that are necessary for soil growth and the biological activity that's important to get those products to the plant. So now you wear so many hats, and can you kind of tie that in as to how the different hats that you wear from the different organizations that you work with, because your focus, as you said in your quote in the newspaper, is to help out farmers and ranchers in the Arkansas Valley. So could you please let us know how that's going to work with all these hats you're wearing?
Yeah, so it's really pretty easy because I work with such great people. We have awesome people here in the Valley and everywhere else. So if they come to me and they need something, I just try to figure out how I can help them best. So whether that's going through the county and doing something with the county, or whether that's a ditch system that needs upgraded, then I put them through the Ditch and Reservoir Company Alliance. If they need a grant written, I'm there to help too. So whatever they need, I'm just there to kind of support. So
that's great, because at the end of the day, the farmer or rancher is out to make a living for themselves and their family.
Right.
But they, I think a lot of people are very conscientious about the quality of their soil health and what they're going to be leaving behind when they're finished with it. And there are things that can be done that are, I hate to use the word organic, but there are cost-effective measures that can be taken that, rather than spending, say, $50 an acre to spread nitrogen across your soil, you could spend significantly less than that, maybe $10, $15 an acre, even less, to put in a good cover crop Now you have a living root in the soil year round to blanket that soil and to help with carbon sequestration and to fix the nitrogen and the other nutrients that are important. And you can do that without using chemical means. And then that then kind of puts you in a different bracket, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But it's also scary for a producer because they have a recipe card in front of them. They know exactly how many inputs at what levels, what pounds per acre. They know that if they put water and all of this, that their output or what they get out of that recipe should be a decent yield. And when we change that recipe card and we say, hey, throw in some cover crops into the mix, that doesn't really fit into their recipe. They don't know how that's going to work out. They don't know if they're going to have enough water. They don't, there's so many variables
sure.
that now they don't know what's going to happen. Right. They may not have the equipment to interseed or to harvest or mm-hmm. what are they going to do if they can't make it a cash crop. So there are so many mm-hmm. variables that it's also pretty scary for them. So we try to help them through that process as well.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. And, you know, in the ag pros that I talk to, agriculture professionals that I speak with have a lot to say about, you know, they're managing their budgets really close. And if they've been doing something a certain way for a number of years, to ask them to make a change in that, you know, I use the term, their tail gets a little bit fluffy.
Especially if it has been something that has been profitable. They're not bleeding money, if you will, over
right.
this. Right.
Yeah. So to ask them to make a change in that, it's they're kind of maybe kind of hesitant to do that. But, you know, if so a person has to come to their own realization, right? You can't pull anyone across the line on what they want to do with that. So it's kind of a decision they need to come to on their own. And then they can reach out to professionals like yourself to see how they can do that and maybe give them some peace of mind as they make those choices.
Yeah, and part of it too is we have what we call demonstration plots set up across the valley. So mm-hmm. if they start seeing things that just look different, I had a guy who I worked with and we threw probably 8 different species into the mix and it looked really green up until a few weeks ago, and we didn't have water. Mm-hmm. It was dry around here, but it looked great, and it caught the eye of farmers and ranchers around, and they started asking, what are you doing?
Right.
Why does this look so green? You must be stealing water or something, right? Because this looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have those demonstration plots, people also start to ask questions. And another part of what we do is we're hoping to do an economic analysis. Because every cent does count. And I heard a statistic this week that said, on average, our Colorado farmers only make $10,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary because a bachelor can't even live on $10,000 a year.
I've tried it. Doesn't work.
But we have entire families that are relying on only $10,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can say, hey, on average, in the valley, if you apply cover crops, then you should be profitable to X percent or to X amount
mm-hmm.
per dollar, per acre, whatever, then that helps. And then they can start to see different values. And it may not just value their soil, but it also values their pocketbook.
Amber Weber with us here on a Growing Together on a KBLJ. You mentioned, well, I'll get my train of thought back in here once again as we stumble along just a little bit. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say that. So now that we've kind of covered what role we play with the Conservancy District. Now, I just read in a paper that where the title reads in the Tribune Democrat, Weber is appointed to the Arkansas Basin Roundtable. Again, I've never heard of the Arkansas Basin Roundtable. No idea what it is. And I'm guessing that there's some listeners out there that maybe don't know either. So tell us what that is and why is it important that you're on that board and what does that capacity mean for you? And how your ability to help ag professionals in the valley.
Absolutely. So we have what's called the Colorado Water Plan, which just lays out what we're going to do with our water, how much money we have, that sort of thing to do water projects, kind of the state of our water, if you will. And then we have a basin implementation plan. There are 9 different basins in the state of Colorado, and the Arkansas Basin is one of them. So from Leadville all the way down to Lamar, that's our basin. It's a pretty good chunk. It's about a quarter of the state, so we're the largest basin in the state.
You're talking about an underground aquifer, is that right?
No, it's all based on the mm-hmm. surface water. So all the major
water.
Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Yampa White Green, you have the Rio. Mm-hmm. You have all these different basins, and we are the Arkansas Basin because of the Arkansas River.
I understand.
So we have this basin implementation plan, which we write, and we're in the process of writing right now to say how we're going to follow the water plan and what we're going to do to make water infrastructure and everything better in our basin. Mm-hmm. So we have a roundtable set up in order to manage that and to come together as a collaborative effort to talk about these things. So every county has a member, every municipality has a member. We have at-large members for agriculture and environment, recreation, et cetera. And I'm lucky enough to hold the Otero County seat. Mm. I previously held the PEPO seat. It's short for Public Education, Participation, and Outreach. So I was basically a teacher of water in the entire basin. And now I've narrowed my focus down to Otero County, and I'm lucky to be able to do that.
Yeah. In my past, I worked as a water quality guy for the city of Rocky Ford. And I dabbled a little bit to understand that water laws in Colorado are some of the most complex on the earth. And those are very difficult to navigate. And so it requires, you know, an educated professional to be able to even understand what those laws do and how they apply to us. And I understand that sometimes people can be blindsided by some of the nuances of those laws and how they're written and their permanence. So is that something that you are able to help people kind of walk through those complicated things as well?
Absolutely, and that touches not only the roundtable, but also the soil health piece of it, with the water quality and quantity that Lower Arc does, as well as the Ditch and Reservoir Company Alliance. When you deliver water, there's all kinds of rules that you have to follow. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, water law is a bit of all the hats that I wear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive that you're able to get your mind around it, because not even close.
I'm not there yet, but I have a dabbling.
Working on that. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 to KBLJ. Amber Weber in with us, Lauren Adams as well from Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Your home is filled with so many special memories, but these days it may be hard to make rent and mortgage payments. There is a free service that can help. ColoradoHousingConnects.org is where you can find free legal help and counseling to help you get through these challenging times. The counselors at Colorado Housing Connects, many of whom are in your community, can help with financial resources, grants, and legal assistance, even if you are facing foreclosure or eviction. Don't wait any longer. Call 844-926-6632 or visit ColoradoHousingConnects.org today for more information. Housing counselors, navigators, and attorneys are standing by to help you keep your home. Call 844-926-6632 or visit ColoradoHousingConnects.org. They can help. Sponsored by Colorado Housing Connects, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
Really good looking November weather for Lahana and southeastern Colorado coming our way here over the next few days, as today through Thursday will be very mild, really nice for November, with above average temperatures, lots of sunshine and dry conditions. Now, we do see a chance for showers coming our way and some colder weather coming our way by late Friday and into the weekend, with a Pacific trough and front coming our way, bringing us more November-like weather by late Friday and the weekend. Until then, though, enjoy some really good-looking weather.
No matter how you buy ag equipment, AgDirect can finance it. Built for agriculture and powered by Farm Credit, AgDirect is offered by Farm Credit of Southern Colorado, a name you know and can depend on. With AgDirect, you'll find options to buy, lease, or refinance equipment with attractive rates and the most ag-friendly terms in the business. We'll help you choose the financing that's right for you and help you save money. Built for agriculture, powered by Farm Credit. Ask for AgDirect.
Hello to all the growers here in Colorado. My name is Ron Robinson. I'm a local field sales representative from Channel. We're all about less talk and more performance, so I want to share what we've seen from this season's harvest results here in eastern Colorado. Channel products this year have shown solid performance across yield environments with a strong agronomic package and drought tolerance. Products worth mentioning include 20360 Tercepta Rib Brand Blend and 20563 Double Pro Rib Brand Blend. From what we saw, these products could be a good pick on your farm for next season as they are broadly adapted and can perform in the Western environment. You can get a lot more useful harvest information from channels sent by text or email. Sign up at channel.com/yield. Channel.com/yield. My name is Ron Robinson. I'm a local field sales representative from Channel. From all of us at Channel, we hope you're having a safe and productive harvest.
Your afternoon will be sunny, mild, 65 to 70, clear tonight, lows 35 to 40, a beautiful looking day in Lahaina on Wednesday. Wow, nice for November, mid to upper 70s and sunny, 30s to low 40s Wednesday night, middle to upper 70s and sunny on Thursday, 60s and increasing clouds Friday, chance of showers trending colder Friday night and into Saturday and Sunday.
Maybe you have that coworker that you're so jealous. Hey, it's Ann, and that was me. Here's why.
You're just bragging that
you have a Roomba.
They're the greatest invention known to man next to the dishwasher. What do you mean?
I just think fancy people have those. I want one.
I'm not... Buy one.
You've never been in my house.
No, I have not.
One room because we've got all these levels.
TTO is weekdays just after 8 o'clock, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted.
Welcome back. It is growing together with Arkansas Valley Seeds
here
on Newstalk. AM 1400 KBLJ, Lauren Adams in with us, and Amber Weber as well.
Well, I hope that the listeners out there are appreciating the information that Amber's putting out here today, because I'm learning a lot. I had no idea about these organizations, and now I'm kind of, I know enough to know that I want to look into it a little bit more. And so I hope that you have the same experience. So, Amber, we talked about your appointment to the Arkansas Basin Roundtable, and I'd like you to just cover a little bit more about how did that roundtable form and what is its purpose, and then I definitely want to move on to talk about DARCA, but let's get to this roundtable thing.
Absolutely. So that was put in state statute. So all nine basin roundtables are in state statute to provide a forum for us to talk about things, make decisions, like the basin implementation plan and how we're going to manage it, that sort of thing. There's also funding opportunities. So if a water entity needs funding, they can go through the Arkansas Basin Roundtable. We can assist with that and then push it on to other sources, that sort of thing. So it's really just a place to come together, collaborate about water in our area.
I think that's that sounds like a very necessary entity to have so that we can do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, another one of your hats. Let's talk about this. You're with the Ditch and Reservoir Company Alliance, or DARCA.
Yep.
Sounds like that has something to do with irrigation water and how it gets from the reservoir to the farm.
Absolutely. So we're all about water delivery, but it's not necessarily just ag, though that's a large part of what we do. We are also environment, recreation, municipal, you name it. So our membership is quite broad, and this is a statewide organization. So I represent, I'm the executive director, so I represent the entire state of Colorado and that water. So all nine basins are kind of incorporated into that. So it's a membership organization. So if you are interested in water and you're passionate about it, we're probably the organization for you. We have a lot of different things that we do for our members, including advocacy work at the state level with legislation, some local advocacy work, grant writing, pushing projects through. A lot of people are wondering, how am I going to get my annual meeting going this year with COVID? Uh-huh. So we're also going to help with that. So just anything to help our members, we're sure there.
Now, of course, I mean, the ditch companies has members, the individual, you know, clients or customers or whatever, owners of the ditch company, the water shares and whatnot. This is like a strength in numbers type of thing, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
To bring everybody together as one voice.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So members would be like the Highline Canal or Rocky
Absolutely.
Fork
right,
Ditch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These would be the people who would be members of.
Right. And then their shareholders as well.
Yes.
Their shareholders
okay.
as well.
Yep.
All right. Great.
Yep.
So, and of course, then their focus is going to be on trying to get as much water as possible for their customers as they can. And, of course, while taking into account the other concerns that are there, because there is a broader picture than just agriculture. And I think we all mm-hmm. understand that. But when agriculture is your business, that's your focus.
Absolutely.
Does the conduit figure into anything that you work with? that type of thing, because it's primarily residential, but I'm sure it's water. It's got to figure into this. Yes.
Yep. So that fits into the Arkansas Basin Roundtable. So they came to the roundtable for support, and they've kept us in the loop on all of their funding opportunities and what they're going to do. So we're not super involved, but we are kind of in the loop, if you will, about what that's doing. Right. So absolutely.
Okay. They keep you informed on everything going on through with the conduit.
So, yeah.
Yep. That's been going on for a long time.
It has.
A very long time. Yes, indeed. Okay.
So when it comes to specific projects that come up, because you are so connected in a lot of different avenues of not only who decides what water goes where, but there's also funding opportunities for different projects that are there. So is there anything that you have from your office to offer the local ag producer as far as helping them funding-wise if they wanted to take the leap to maybe look at some regenerative agriculture techniques?
Absolutely. So if we're looking at the lower ARC perspective, we are grant funded. So I write grants in order to help the producers. So all of that money goes directly towards the producers in setting something up. Mm-hmm. So if they want to put on some cover crops, then we can help buy that seed. So it takes the risks off of them so that they're more likely to try something new to see what happens with it. So yeah, there is some things there, and in the water side of things, I write grants to be able to fund them as well. So lots of grant writing.
Right. Do you deal much with, you're talking about your test plots and things like that, soil health. You have to work a lot with the folks out at the experiment station with the CSU Extension, I'm sure.
We're getting into that partnership. We haven't had a solid partnership yet, but that's one of my goals for sure. I do have an advisory council, and we do have an experiment station liaison who sits on that board. So we're getting there, but I'd like to work with them a little bit more closely here in the next couple of years.
Right. And, well, in our conversation with Mike Bartolo over there a couple of weeks back, I just about imagine that probably wouldn't be too hard to accomplish.
But yep, he's a great guy.
Of course, that's just my opinion of the guy. He's terrific. So really good stuff here. So just to kind of recap, now we've got Amber Weber here. And one of her hats is the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District as the Soil Health Director there. She is also a chairperson on the Arkansas Basin Roundtable. We learned a little bit about that. And she is the Executive Director, right, of DARCA. So these are some pretty impressive hats to be wearing. And it all comes together into one office. And can you tell our listening audience a little bit about what that office looks like? And how that is designed to help the people in agriculture in the Arkansas Valley.
So I don't really have one office. I usually use the Lower ARC office. They've been pretty generous and kind of letting me use that space. But I also am on so many meetings that I can do it at home. I can do it in my car. I can kind of do it wherever I need to be, which is really nice. It's flexible, which I appreciate. So the Lower ARC office, it's in Rocky Ford. We also have one in McClave. So I kind of bounce between both of those offices and my house as well, especially with schools in home now.
The kitchen is the classroom nowadays.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So managing it all from home mostly.
And so you're doing all that and along with being a wife and a mom.
Yes.
Boy, you're an impressive young lady, Amber.
I have really an awesome support system.
Well, I would imagine you must. And we here at Arkansas Valley Seeds are definitely want to extend a debt of gratitude to you for you taking the time today to do this, because we understand how really busy you are. And we hope that the time that you got here is good. So I want to give you a few minutes here on the show. Please talk to our listening audience here. Tell us about you, how they can contact you, and what services you can help them with.
Absolutely. So if any of this piqued your interest and you're wondering how I might be able to help you, or if I can be a connection point for you to send you somewhere else, please reach out to me. You can reach me in a couple different ways. You can call the Lower ARC office. You can call me directly at 719-688-9941 or email me at arcvalleywps@gmail.com. I'm always happy to help. Hopefully that message was clear here today. That's always my goal. So let me know what you might need.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you alluded to that you can refer as well. If anybody has a general question, the groups that you're involved with might not possibly be able to answer those, but you can steer them in the right direction with water laws and things like that.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Lauren?
All right. Well, and just to kind of wrap up here, I want to thank you for listening today, and thank you for tuning in and giving us your time. I hope that the content of this show has been of value to you, and we'd like to know that it is, so we can make sure that we can continue doing this for you. So mm-hmm. please go to it's LaHuntaRadio.com.
Right.
There's a link there to get on the Growing Together link there, and make a comment in there or do something.
Just hit us up on our Facebook page, too.
Facebook KBLJ page, Radio. Sounds like it's an easier mm-hmm. way to go. But we at Arkansas Valley Seeds have no other way to quantify how the show is doing or who's listening. So if you like this show, give us a call at the office, 719-254-7469. Mm-hmm. Email me at Lauren at avseeds, that's plural, .us.
Right.
But let us know.
Uh-huh. And we'll take our final break of the show and be right back. I'll let Lauren preview what we have coming up next week, because this will be somebody pretty familiar to a lot of folks here in the Arkansas Valley. And the company that we'll be talking about should be very familiar to folks up and down the Arkansas Valley, and actually worldwide if you really want to get to it.
That's the facts.
We'll be right back, wrapping it up here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Hi, Lauren Adams here. We're celebrating 75 years of providing quality seed products at a great value to our friends and neighbors in the Arkansas Valley and beyond. Come by and talk with Tony and myself at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. We want to help you create your custom crop or pasture plan for the upcoming season. We have the knowledge, resources, and products to help you maximize results. Relationships matter at Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
I'm Ann Boswell, and I'm really proud to be able to bring you one of the local shows that we do here on AM 1400 KBLJ, Local Legal Conversation. And I'm pretty proud of the fact that people have been enjoying and reaching out to me and saying, hey, yeah, we really like the legal education that we get, information about our rights, information about upcoming legislation, of concerns. It's not just a lawyer show, it's a legal show. Local Legal Conversation, Fridays at 11 on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Welcome back as we wrap up Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ. Lauren, we got about a minute. We got a great show coming up next Tuesday.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Amber Weber. What a great
guest. You bet.
So next week, our guest is going to be the CEO and president of Oliver Manufacturing, Brian Burney. A lot of us know him here in the community.
Right.
He's been out there in the front for quite a while. One of the major employers in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's really had an impact on the Arkansas Valley. Now, I didn't know what they manufacture until I started talking to Brian, and now I understand that they manufacture sorting equipment for agriculture.
And grain separators and things like that. Yes.
All over the world they ship these things. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a very interesting conversation to talk with Brian next week right here on AM 1400.
And they've had a major expansion here in the last decade, of course. Might have been a little longer than that, I'm not sure. But, you know, everybody's familiar with the original Oliver Building, which is just west of Rocky Ford on Highway 50 there at the Highway 71. Mm-hmm. And of course, now out here in the La Honda Industrial Park, a huge, beautiful facility right there. So that'll be next week, right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Again, thanks to Amber Weber and thanks to Lauren. Quick programming note right here, we've got a football Saturday coming up, Lauren. Here on AM 1400 KBLJ, it will be the number 8 seed Crowley County Chargers heading up to number 1 Sedgwick County, 5-time defending state champion. The Cougars, Bear. That game will be at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon here on AM 1400 KBLJ. The Fowler Grizzlies, they will be hosting Moreno, and that will be at 1 o'clock on Big Country 92.1 FM. Both games part of the Colorado 8-man state football championships. That's all for today. Have a great day, everybody. The Arkansas Valley's News at Noon is next.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, La Junta.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm David Wright. The grounded Boeing 737 MAX jetliner could soon fly again. ABC's Alex Stone has the details.